get away and take a little time off. But it's good to be back. And here in Thursday night service. Amen. You guys are quiet tonight. I've got my work cut out for me, so that's okay. Let's get right into it. I have a lot of notes tonight. And let's see. We'll just start axing several notes off here. Okay, now we're about the 30-minute mark. No, it's teasing with you guys tonight. It's good to be here. Appreciate being in the presence of the Lord on Thursday evening. We are in November. How many is enjoying the fall-like weather? I'm saying, where's the fall weather? I wore this flannel shirt tonight, and I'm wishing I had not done that. And it's getting a little warm. But it's November. How many understands and knows what the most important date of November is? We got Veterans Day. That's good. November 25th. What happens on... Yeah, Pastor's Appreciation. What was that, Weston? Thanksgiving. Okay. Well, glad we're on the same page. We jump to Halloween, and most of the time everybody jumps straight to Christmas. But we don't want to forget that important holiday in November called Thanksgiving. And so I'm not going to preach a Thanksgiving-themed message tonight, but I am going to go along the lines of being thankful in this month of November, in which we take some time specifically to celebrate what we call Thanksgiving. Now, I'll ask you this. What comes to your mind when you think about celebrating Thanksgiving? You're going to talk louder. Turkey! Gobble, gobble, gobble. This month, Weston will probably start listening to the Gobble, Gobble Turkey song. If you don't know what that song is, I will send it to you so that you can go crazy as well. Amen. Turkey eating. There we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Thanksgiving, time to be thankful. And I want to preach for just a little bit tonight on gratitude is an attitude. A little play on words here. We're going to go to Luke chapter 17. We're going to start reading with verse 11. You can stand with me when you find this portion of scripture. I'm going to be dealing with the concept of gratitude, the concept of being thankful. And this is something that as Christians, the Bible says that we are to be marked by our love for one another. But I will also, what I'm going to bring about to us this evening is that gratitude plays a very important role in how you present yourself as a Christian. And I'm also going to bring out the fact that psychologically, gratitude has some major impacts on our lives. Scientifically, gratitude has some major impacts on your health. You say, I didn't know that. Hey, welcome to Educational Time with Brother Jason this evening. Luke chapter 17, verse 11 is where we're starting. It says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. You can be seated this evening. gratitude is an attitude. We've all heard this story. I believe we've all heard this story. And if you've been in church very long, you've probably heard it in Sunday school, or you've heard it preached or shared from. But we're familiar with the fact that as Jesus went around, the Bible says he went around and he was doing good everywhere he went. And his fame preceded him. And many times when people heard that he was coming, those that were sick and afflicted and had diseases and things that were incurable, they begin to put themselves in Jesus' path. And we understand, for if you study about leprosy, back in the biblical times, leprosy was the disease that if you got it, there was no coming back from it. It's and I know Sister Pepper did a paper for school on leprosy when she was going through school. And in America, it's not really a problem anymore because we have medicine that treats that stuff. But in some third world countries, it's still an issue. But in Christ's day, there was multiple diseases that were untreatable. There was no modern medicine during that time. And leprosy was considered one of the worst. And we find as you read through the Old Testament, there were laws, there were rules that if a person was found with leprosy, they had to separate themselves. They had to go live with other lepers. And that's where we get the leper colony in different towns and stuff for that. But we find that as it was noised that Jesus was coming, that there came 10 men. And they came to where he was at. Yet they stood afar off, as was a custom and as law required. But they lifted up their voices and they began to holler and they began to yell and they began to get Jesus' attention. And they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And the Bible says, "And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest." I like how he said this. He said, "Just go." You see, biblical, you had to show yourself to the priest before you could be called clean. They had to verify that there was no longer any leprosy on the body. He didn't say, "Well, you know, your sins are forgiven you." He didn't say, "Oh, you're healed." He didn't say, "You're cleansed." He didn't say, "You're clean." He just said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And so we find that as a group of 10, they all begin to turn and they begin to make their way towards the priest. And we find that as they went on the way, that they were cleansed. And somewhere along the way here, as they were going through the process of cleansing and as the healing began to flow through their body, we begin to find that one of them realized what was happening and observed that something was transpiring in his body. And I don't know how it went. You know, I like to use my imagination a little bit. I'm sure that, you know, some of them may have been worse off than others. We know that if these men were able to at least make their way, they weren't completely immobile at this point. But whatever it was, the one began to notice, and then they all began to notice that something had transpired. But only one of the 10 went back to the source of the gift. Just one. One in 10. What kind of percentage is that? It's 1/10. That's 10%. If you take that, let's take that. Well, let's not go into too big of numbers, but let's take Chelsea. I think they have a recorded population of, what, 2,500 or somewhere around it. Is it even that much, Josh? It's like 1,900. So 10% of 1,900 is how many people? 19 people. Is that right? 190 people. 190 people out of 1,900 people are thankful, have gratitude. You may say, "Well, I've been through Chelsea. I'm not even sure there's 190 people." Would you say tonight that you feel that our society today is overflowing with gratitude? Everybody would kind of agree that we don't feel that we're surrounded by people who are very thankful. We don't. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like you are a person who is thankful? Everybody went quiet on that. You say, "Is this a trick question?" Well, it is to a certain extent. In 2013, the John Templeton Foundation took a gratitude poll. This, bear in mind, this is 2013. It's almost 10 years ago. More than 90% of those polled agreed that grateful people are more fulfilled, lead richer lives, and are more likely to have friends. Would you argue with that? Okay, good. Man, look at that. More than 95% said that it is anywhere from somewhat to very important for mothers and fathers to teach gratitude. 95% said we need to teach the next generation the concept of gratitude. 93% of those polled agreed that grateful bosses were more likely to be successful, and only 18% thought that grateful bosses would be seen as weak. 93% of employees felt that if their boss was grateful, their boss would be successful. Quit looking at me that way, guys. No. Asked about their own habits and feelings about gratitude, only 1% selected, I think gratitude is unnecessary. So 99% said gratitude is a necessary ingredient of life. These are some high percentages going in the favor of gratitude and the importance of thankfulness, the importance of being thankful. Now, let's continue on. This is the same poll, but different questions. How often is gratitude expressed? We all understand. We all understand it's important. But how often is it expressed? Almost half of people express gratitude on a daily basis to immediate family. That'd be spouses, children, parents. Though elsewhere in the survey, 63% indicated daily gratitude expression to spouses. So we went from 95% feel this is an important concept to 50% said they express gratitude on a daily basis to those that are close to them. That's a 45% drop in what somebody says is important to what they actually say is important. And less than 15% express daily gratitude to friends or colleagues. Wow. Man, we love thankful people. We love people who are filled with gratitude. In fact, my best friends, I would say, should be some pretty thankful people. How often do you tell them you're thankful for their friendship? 15% say that on a daily basis they would express some daily gratitude to some friends or colleagues. 15%. We're small. Asked about everyday encounters, less than 50% said they would be very likely to thank salespeople that help them, as well as the postman. Hey, has anybody ever told you thank you? No, oh boy. Less than 50%. The cleaning staff, etc. Only wait staff at nice restaurants surpass this threshold with a 50% very likely to receive thanks. I found this one kind of funny. TSA screeners at the other extreme were only very likely to be thanked by 22% of people. So 50% said they're very likely to thank a salesperson that helped them, or their postmaster, their mail person, or the cleaning staff, etc. And then waiters and waitresses jumped at high-end restaurants to a 58 percentile. They're very likely to say thank you for the service that was rendered. These are still only about half percentages expressed to the percentages that says it's important. On two different questions, 88% of those polled said that they were just, if not more, grateful today than they were 3, 4, or 10 years ago. So what this is saying is that 88% of those polled said that as time goes on, they feel that their level of gratitude rises with time. And I would say that that's probably a pretty good concept. As you age, different things become more important. And sometimes you fail to realize everything that you actually have. So 88% says that they're more grateful today than they were 3, 4, 10 years ago. 92% of people indicated that they have been feeling the same or more gratitude over the last few years. When asked about most people today, not themselves, people said gratitude levels were declining. See, I already asked you that question. Everybody said it's all declining. Only 19% selected the option that most people today are more likely to have an attitude of gratitude than 10 or 20 years ago. 60% thought that people are less likely to express gratitude today than 100 years ago. So when asked about themselves, they felt that their level of gratitude was rising. And when asked about everybody else, well, everybody else's level of gratitude is dropping. How can you have a level rising and a level dropping at the same time? Well, the short answer to that is, you can't. You see, what I gather here is many times our self-perception is different than those around us that perceive how we operate. And what I begin to find is that many times we feel gratitude, but we don't often express our gratitude. Many times we find that, yes, we love those that are around us. We're thankful for the things that are around us. But how often do we express that we're thankful for what we have around us? You begin to find that when you begin to express your gratitude, you begin to find that those around you's level of gratitude reciprocation rises. You see, when you express, people will reciprocate. It was like, well, people are less thankful than they've ever been. How thankful are we? I got a few more minutes. I can go on before I just really hammer down here in just a minute. I was reading another study, and in this study, there was three tests conducted, and there was three different test groups, and each test group was given a period of 3 weeks, and they were to write a few sentences of their encounters each day. The first group was to write a few sentences about their positive things that they were thankful for in the day. The next group was to write about the negative encounters that they had during their day, and the third group was just to observe the encounters and write neither positive nor negative, just write what it was. And at the end of 3 weeks, the group that wrote about their positive encounters and the things that they were to be thankful for and the things they had to be thankful for and what they were thankful about, that group after 3 weeks had a noticeable health increase, higher energy levels, a deeper inner joy. Many had started a health routine. Many had changed their diet. And most of them did not need anything for stress. All because they chose to take 2 or 3 sentences a day and express what they were thankful for. You see, gratitude and happiness are directly linked together. See, what happens in life is many times we understand the importance of being thankful, but we don't always take the time to express our thankfulness. How many has taken some time this week to vent your frustrations? You know, some days my frustrations are many. Sister Sarah says, amen. She's like, one of these days, Jason's going to shut up. Many times we take time to vent our frustrations. And I will tell you this, sometimes it's good to get your frustrations out. But I want to ask you this, how many took time this week to say you were thankful for something? As I was studying for this, and this trumps my toes. This trumps my toes because many times I get so busy dealing with all life's frustrations that I fail to realize all the things there are to be thankful for. And the Bible says that we are to express our gratitude all the time to the Lord. How many got up this morning and expressed your gratitude to God? Did you say, thank you, Jesus? Did you have something to be thankful for? How many got up this morning and expressed your gratitude to your spouse? How many got up this morning and expressed your gratitude to your children? How many got up this morning and expressed your gratitude to your employees? How many got up this morning and expressed your gratitude to the person giving you your coffee? How do we express it? Psalms 92:1 says this, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalms 35:18 says, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Psalms 140:13, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Psalms 97:12, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalms 18:49, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Psalms 6:5 says this, for in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I like that one. What are you going to do when you die? There's going to be no opportunity to express your gratitude. Gratitude is an attitude. Gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Gratitude helps people feel more positive, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. Practicing gratitude has the potential of changing our lives. Many times, church, I think we fail to express our gratitude. Sometimes we's like, well, they know. Have you ever said that? They know. They know. Have you ever told your wife you loved her? Well, she knows. How's she going to know unless you tell her? Well, Jesus knows I love him. Have you told him so? Have you expressed your gratitude? What I begin to find is that when we begin to have a feeling of thankfulness, that the problems that seem to be insurmountable, they begin to pale in comparison to what we know God has done for us. Being thankful for what we have begins to build a feeling of contentment. Contentment brings about fulfillment. When we are fulfilled in our lives, we do our best work for the King. What I begin to find is that the reason the Bible is so full of giving thanks to God is because that thanks is linked to something psychological in your mind that begins to change the way you think. It begins to change your perspective on life. When your perspective on life begins to change, it's going to change how you interact with those that are around you. Let me tell you something. When you begin to interact differently than you have before, people begin to notice the change. Sometimes we're looking for change to be around us, but what God's looking for is some change that comes from the inside. What I could tell you in this month of November, this month of Thanksgiving, let God deal with the things on the inside. When we begin to change our minds, we begin to realize what God has done for us and the things we have to be thankful for. Those things, gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, it's going to do some powerful things within us. Sister Pepper, come back to the piano this evening. And that gratitude, as it is expressed to those that are around us, well, it's going to catch some people by surprise. Because you already told me there's a decline in gratitude. What happens when you're nice for a change? Oh. What happens when you say thank you? What happens when you leave a generous tip? What happens when you hold the door for somebody? But Lucas told me the other morning at the donut shop, somebody paid for his donuts. It was in front of him. He's like, it was a wonderful feeling. And he didn't know at that point in time who it was. He found out later who it was. But he came and told me, and you know, he was very thankful. He just didn't know who to express his gratitude towards. So he calls me to tell me about the wonderful thing that happened to him. Expressing our gratitude. If God has saved you and Christ's blood has washed you and you are clean and you are cleansed, that's something to be thankful for. When our lives are marked by thankfulness, the Apostle Paul put it like this. He said, in all things I have learned to be content in whatever state I am. Thankfulness, gratitude, has nothing to do with money in the bank. I know we can all agree it's nice to have money in the bank. But you can have all the money in the world and still not have a life of gratitude. You see, gratitude, your mindset about what you have in front of you and around you and what God has done in you. And so, Brother Jason, I just don't know if I have anything to be thankful for. I'll have time to start listing you the things you have to be thankful for just because you was born in the United States of America. And not only that, if you're saved, there's a whole nother long list of things to be thankful for. So I want to challenge you in this month of November. Let's get an attitude of gratitude. And let's begin to tell him how thankful we are. Tell your family how thankful you are for them. Be nice to those people that test you and try you. Some things you need to be thankful for the trials. Other times, a kind word goes a long ways. Maybe even being the difference in a person's life to point them towards Christ. What I'm saying is, let's make sure that as Christians, we're representing what Christ has done within us. Amen. Stand to our feet this evening. Let's gather in these altars. Let's have us a time of prayer. Let's take time tonight to tell the Lord just how thankful we are for what he's done in our life.